This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Government has said that all refineries are working at 100% capacity and refineries have adequate inventory of crude. During the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that domestic PNG and CNG for vehicles are being ensured with no cuts. She also said that there are 1.5 crore consumers of PNG and supply is being ensured for all. On LPG, the Joint Secretary said that this is a matter of concern, but there is no dry out in any of the 25,000 distributors. She said 50 lakh cylinders are being delivered every day. Ms. Sharma urged people to not believe in rumours and indulge in panic buying. She said action is being taken on black marketing and hoarding. She's also said that domestic production of LPG has increased by 30%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Silchar in Assam today to lay the foundation stones of various projects worth 23,550 crore rupees. Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi will visit Kolkata and he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth around 18,680 crore rupees. In a major boost to road infrastructure in the region, Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for several national highway projects with a combined length of more than 420 kilometers worth around 16,990 crore rupees. The projects being inaugurated include sections of NH-19 in West Bengal and Jharkhand and NH-114 in West Bengal. Prime Minister Modi will also address a political rally organized by the BJP. A large number of people have started coming to Kolkata from all the districts of West Bengal. Opposition members of parliament, including TMC, have submitted notices to both the houses of parliament seeking a motion for the removal of Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar. Sources said the secretariats of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha will examine the format of the notices. Reacting to it, Union Minister S.P. Singh Baghel said that the notice submitted by the TMC reflects that they have no faith in constitutional institutions and democracy. On the other hand, TMC MP Saugata Roy said that the notice submitted by his party is in accordance with the law. US President Donald Trump has said that Iran had ambitions to dominate the entire West Asian region and destroy Israel, but claimed that those plans are now dead. In a Truth Social post, he said, just like Iran itself, those plans are now dead. Earlier, Trump said the United States Central Command carried out a massive bombing raid on military targets on Kharg Island in Iran, claiming the operation totally obliterated every military site on the island. In women's hockey, India stormed into the final of FIH Hockey World Cup Qualifiers 2026, beating Italy 1-0 at the GMC Balayogi Hockey Ground in Hyderabad, Telangana. India's Manisha Chauhan scored the winning goal at the 40th minute. Salima Tete led India will now face England in the final match at 7:30 this evening. History has been scripted for India on the 64 squares as Assam got its first ever chess grandmaster. International master Mayank Chakraborty has achieved the final norm in Sweden to be the 94th grandmaster of India. 16-year-old international master Mayank Chakraborty has officially secured his final grandmaster norm at the 8th GM tournament in Hotel Stockholm North, Sweden yesterday. Mayank dominated the field with a stellar performance, finishing first with 7 points out of 9. With this achievement, Mayank became the first ever grandmaster from Assam and the Northeast region. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave to severe heatwave conditions over Himachal Pradesh today. Heatwave conditions will also prevail over Jharkhand and Odisha for the day. The Met Department has predicted hot and humid weather over Kerala, Mahe, Konkan and Goa. Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya are likely to experience heavy rainfall today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.